www.thebrewingclub.com.
Preview Hour. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Mark the Freedom Poet. My traffic report, Mark. How about this? 32nd Avenue South and the intersection of University Drive and Fargo, all the way northbound to about I-94 and the intersection of University, was stop-and-go traffic this morning. I don't know why. Everybody leaving at the same time, or everybody running a little bit late, or what the heck the deal was, but...
Didn't seem icy.
What's that?
It didn't seem icy.
No, it was not weather related. The weather was fine, so I don't know if it was just I don't know. But it's better now. But that, you know, that sort of pressure point where everybody's trying to get to school, get to work, that intersection of the interstate and 94 and University is always a bit of a challenge and fog. But today it was a little more so than usual. So. I think when I'm in Fargo, I should take on this traffic report for you, although it's rare that I'm in Fargo these days. But when I am, maybe that's a public service we can provide, because I'm Mr. Mom, as you know, this week.
Why don't we
and
get a helicopter?
Night one went pretty good. Will we get a helicopter? That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, what do you think? We have a debate on the minimum wage we're going to be doing today on the program. We're going to talk a little bit about the state fair lineup that's coming up. The Minnesota Jobs Coalition is going to be joining us here in just a little bit to talk about what's happening at the state legislature. How about Governor Mark Dayton telling a parent of a sick child, just go buy pot on the street? This happened.
This is just, you know, it's hard to imagine what would possess him to say something like that. Certainly, he's got to realize that that's absurd and illegal. And, you know, here's the supposedly the number one law keeper in the whole state of Minnesota advising somebody to break the law.
Yeah, really, really a sad ordeal. Also, a very interesting press release. I want to walk through the whole thing here at the bottom of the hour. From Senator Heidi Heitkamp and a host of Democrats from red states. And I think it's fair to call it criticism of Obamacare in this press release. What they're doing is suggesting that a fix is necessary. And I just think the pure fact that you have, I think there's two things significant here. One, I think Obamacare is so bad that now Democrats have to acknowledge that it's bad, number one. And I think that means that all the reports we're hearing about how difficult this is going to be on Democrats in 2014 is proven out by the fact that, you know, Democrats are criticizing it, no longer seeing it as defensible. That's number one. Number two, I think it's my analysis of it would be it's a recognition of how far the president's stature politically has fallen, because they feel comfortable to do this at this point, right? So the pain point is there from Obamacare. They're saying, hey, we need to fix it. And don't feel any need to sort of defend the president anymore. And obviously his numbers being in free fall allow them a little bit of freedom to go out and separate themselves from him, especially in red states. So I think that's pretty significant. What do you make of it?
It sure is. But the thing is, they've got the votes. They've been, up until this point, they've resisted all of the great ideas from the Republicans, a lot of great ideas about. But the thing is, it's really come to the point where Obamacare, just the people that have signed up, they're signing up to a really bad situation. This Obamacare really needs to be dumped, not fixed. And I think that's where the Republicans are going to just say, hey, you know, you got a skunk. It smells. We just need to put the skunk out in the meadow somewhere far away from people.
Well, and, you know, Heitkamp's a smart politician. Obamacare's numbers have not been good in North Dakota. So, to me, this is just political reality. You've got to do something. You've got to get on the right side of this with your voters. So, We're going to chat about that a little bit today. National story that's interesting. The National Labor Relations Board in Chicago ruled that football players at Northwestern University are school employees and can unionize. So does that mean NDSU and UND students are, you know, UMary and Minot State and, you know, all the, just think about that. I mean,
absolutely. All college athletes are can unionize. And, of course, remember, they've been all their pre-college days, they've been surrounded by union member teachers, and they've been inculcated with this union mentality all over this country. This is a big goal of the union movement, you know.
And, of course, those labor relations boards are now stacked with folks that are very pro-union, Democratic appointees, and this is sort of the chickens coming home to roost. I think what's blatantly obvious about this is that the unions need more members. I mean, their memberships are going right the wrong way, so they got to get creative and look for new ways to find members for their rank and file. And, you know, there's one way to find them, right?
That's one way, you know, or else we could what we should do is unionize daycare centers. Oh, they already did that in Minnesota.
Hey, your friend Mark Dayton's up to that already, Mark.
Yeah, that was one of the days he might have bought something illegal on the streets.
Exactly right. I can't
believe
that.
Sonic is coming. I like Sonic.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Sonic is, of course, an iconic Oklahoma burger joint. And there's one in Minot now. And they've been rumors that they were coming to Fargo for some time, and they are. And so my question is, now that we have one in the east and we have one in the west, what else do we need? By the way, I'm a big Sonic Burger fan. They're fantastic. But there is a chain we don't have that I wish we did have on the burger front. You know what it is?
What?
In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, they're good.
That's a California company. In-N-Out Burger. So, you know, they got to come a lot further this way. I know folks want Trader Joe's. You know, there's a lot of stuff we could use that we don't have. So, but with the population center growing the way they're growing, who knows? We could get there. It could happen. So, by the way, if you have a suggestion on what you think we ought to have, 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number, 855-200-1776.
Well, it just makes me hungry.
You're hungry?
You're hungry for a burger?
Yeah.
I guess I could send a muffin. A muffin you want?
I love muffins.
I stopped at Don's today and had a... didn't have it yet, but bought a fresh, hot blueberry muffin.
Oh, blueberries. Probably the best kind of muffins.
I think so, too.
And they got a lot of antioxidants in them.
What about chocolate chip?
Well, they don't have as many food groups in them as blueberries, but they have a wonderful taste.
Yeah.
And attitude. They're good for the attitude and the endorphins of attitude.
Blueberries are? Or chocolate chips
chocolate
are?
Chocolate chips. Chocolate chips make people happy.
They do?
Well, of course they do.
I'd not heard that before.
Well, I heard that from a child.
Is that right?
Said, if you give me some chocolate, I'll be happy.
How about that?
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good research project.
Well, it is.
If you give me some chocolate, I'll be happy.
Let's give chocolate to a lot of kids and see how many of them are happy.
Yeah.
Kind of have a research. That's kind of good research, isn't it?
I think it's a fine research program. Yeah.
And then give them blueberries and see what they like the best.
Exactly right. What else do we have in news? The TSA wants armed police at airport checkpoints and counters. You think we need that?
I don't know. I
guess we've had a couple of incidents where people have busted through at a checkpoint, but it's pretty darn rare, isn't it?
Been very, very rare. I feel like with the electronics and the surveillance, they've really, really ramped down, you know, the checkpoints into the planes. It's been pretty doggone successful ever since 9/11. Although who knows what happened in Malaysia. If the pilots go nuts, well, then you're pretty vulnerable.
How about these college students that couldn't name a single United States senator? Not one. There's 100, Mark.
Right.
What does this say about the level of civic involvement among our youth?
This is an incredible indictment. We talked about that. It's an incredible indictment on the educational process, and it's intentional. Kids have to realize how important getting involved in politics is. Not only who are the senators, but what do they believe? What do they stand for? They're literally affecting your future. Every single Democrat voted for Obamacare. You got to know that.
If you want in on any of these debates, call us at 855-200-1776. At the bottom of the hour, we'll unpack this press release on Obamacare from the Senate Democrats. Also talk about Harold Hamm's testimony before Congress on an effort to end the ban on U.S. crude exports. Plus, the Red River Women's Health Clinic, also known as the abortion mill, says abortion laws have put North Dakota among the strictest. Good news. All of that at the bottom of the hour.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Well, my good friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, have outdone themselves with a great deal for Scott Hannon listeners. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott will get you, get a load of this, 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off private bowling, which is a blast in the Chasers Bowling Alley, and free breakfast each morning of your stay now through the end of April. That's right. You stay any Sunday through Thursday, you'll get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off bowling, and free breakfast every morning of your stay at Chase on the Lake. Here's all you need to do. Go to chaseonthelake.com. By the way, check out all the spa treatments in the Copper Door Aveda Spa, the body wraps, the massages, the pedicures, the manicures, the spa packages, 50% off. Take your pick. It's a great deal. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to reserve yours now. Tell them Scott sent you. The Chase on the Lake.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What's on your mind? Freedom Hour continues with Mark the Freedom Poet. I'm Scott Hennen. A story that I almost cannot believe. And I'm wondering what kind of impact, if any, this will have with the Minnesota voters. It's widely viewed that Mark Dayton is pretty safe politically and in pretty good position. That's what the political pundits would tell you. What'd you say, Mark?
If you ask the Minneapolis Trib, they'll tell you that. But an awful lot of people in outstate are very upset with him.
Well, I realize real people are, But I think I'm talking about the if you fairly analyze the political tea leaves, he's in pretty good shape. I mean, his favorable rating is okay, and but it's things like this that make you wonder, you know, will that be affected? Because there were some protests out in front of the governor's mansion among some parents that wanted to legalize marijuana for medical use. And the parents of a disabled young child were there, and they were invited in to the governor's mansion, you know, sort of unexpectedly. They end up sitting down with the governor, and the governor says, hey, it's not going to happen. Why don't you just go out and buy pot on the street? You can get it anywhere. No kidding. Or go to one of these other states. And the parents went public with this. To help us sort out the political ramifications of this, from the Minnesota Jobs Coalition, John Rouleau. How do you say your last name, John?
It is Rouleau.
Rouleau. All right. Hi, John. How are you?
Doing well. How about you guys?
Very good. First of all, is my assessment of Dayton's standing politically accurate?
You know, I think that what we're seeing right now is that, well, he does have high favorables. It's important to remember that we are looking at the Minnesota electorate going into his election in 2006. Tim Pawlenty had incredibly high favorables, and he squeaked out a win by a narrow margin. So I think that there's still a lot of time, and people are going to be talking about the governor's record and the things that he's done. He passed the largest tax increase in Minnesota history. And this legislative session's been dedicated to undoing his mistakes from 2013. So I think there's still a lot of time left, and that, you know, when it comes down to it, I don't think he's as safe as the favorables would indicate on their own.
Sure. Okay. Now, how about this particular incident? I mean, pretty incredible. And I don't, from what I can gather on this, the governor's spokespeople are not denying that he said this, right?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, it's a really shocking incident that the governor would suggest that parents go out and buy marijuana illegally for their children. But when you actually take a look at the issue, it's not that surprising when you take a look at the governor's history. He has a history of refusing to take a stand on important issues to Minnesotans. He's refusing to take a stand on polymet mining, on the mining project, on the range. He's flip-flopped on issues all over the place, from proposing the business-to-business taxes last year to opposing them just over a month after that, to signing them into law and celebrating that, and then repealing them just last week. So we've seen him flip-flop on issues. We've seen him refuse to take a stand, and that's what we've seen with this issue. So it's really not that surprising that he would try to encourage other people to work around an issue while he doesn't have to take a stand on it.
Yeah, so go break the law rather than have me be a leader and take a stand one way or another is what he's saying to this mom.
Absolutely, and you know, the governor might be comfortable with allowing his staff to break the law and himself breaking the law, like we saw with their illegal use of the state airplane for campaign purposes. But it's just unconscionable for him to be out there telling these parents of you know, incredibly sick children that they should go become criminals in order to care for their kids.
You know, I think this starts to taint the brand because Obama is so lawless. Bachman just blistered him yesterday. And, you know, Obama Dayton happened to have something starts with a D behind her name. I just feel this hurts the whole Democrat brand.
You agree with that, John?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that when you take a look at the issue, I think that, you know, people are seeing this and they're shocked. They can't believe that the governor would go out there and encourage Minnesota families to break the law. So, you know, it's really an issue that we think kind of speaks to his lack of leadership and trying to find an easy way around controversial issues.
We're chatting with John Rouleau of the Minnesota Jobs Coalition on Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton telling a parent of a sick child, you know what, just go out and buy a pot illegally on the street. By the way, is there any anything in the works, equivalent to a Colorado or some of the other things that we've seen with medical marijuana or legalizing marijuana in Minnesota? Any big push, any kind of constituency there that's hammering away on this, John?
You know, I don't think so. Actually, what we're seeing is that my understanding is this bill is among the most narrow in the country. It focuses specifically on cases like these children who are suffering from rare forms of epilepsy that cause them to have nearly 100 or more seizures a day. It really is a quality of life issue, is my understanding with this bill, including the fact that there's a provision in it that actually outlaws smoking the medical marijuana, and it would only be able to be used in its oil or pill form in order to treat people suffering from, I believe, HIV, cancer, rare forms of epilepsy, and things like that. So there's not a big push for medicinal marijuana like we have seen in Colorado or California before it, or a full-on legalization push.
I got to kick it out of, you know, the Democrats, because of Obamacare and because of the economy and everything else, and some of these states actually think that's a winner politically. Isn't that just a sad state of affairs of where they're at right now, Mark?
It is. Flopping around, you know, that's part of this minimum wage thing, because they're trying to find all kinds of people that they can say, look how much we care about you. But what do you think about the minimum wage versus job creation, sir?
Well, so what we've seen is that the Congressional Budget Office put out their report, nonpartisan report, showing that raising the minimum wage, as was suggested by President Obama, would lead to massive job losses. And what we're seeing up here is that, you know, it's really interesting. We have one-party control. We have Democrat governor, we have Democrats in control of the House and Democrats in control of the Senate, and they can't agree with themselves on how much they should raise the minimum wage by. They know that they want to do it, but the Senate is dragging its feet. They're a little bit more cautious. They've indicated that they understand that a rapid hike in the minimum wage will lead to job losses, particularly for small businesses on Main Street in greater Minnesota. And, you know, that's something that I don't think that they want to deal with the ramifications of it. They've got to look a little bit further past November. They're not up for election until 2016. So the House is willing to go a little bit higher. And I think that, you know, it's kind of a populist issue where they can say we did this and they don't have to deal with the ramifications. If it kicks in July 1, then do we really see the impact by November? Whereas the Senate knows that they need to look out a little bit further at what this really means to Minnesotans. I think that we will see a minimum wage increase in Minnesota. I don't know what it's going to look like by the time that the Senate and the House finish up. They've got a meeting on it today in conference committee where they'll discuss the House's newest offer, which I believe goes to $9.50 by 2017.
We'll watch it close. We're out of time. Index. John Rouleau, Minnesota Jobs Coalition, thank you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Remember, I was a little concerned about traffic on University earlier, wondering what in the heck the bottleneck was. Do you remember that, Mark?
I do.
Well, one of our listeners said they experienced the same delay on University this morning. Tony sent a note, said it ended up being a person that ran out of gas, and another car pulled over with a gas tank pouring gas in to help it out, but it caused the traffic backup. So there was a reason for that delay.
There was a reason. It was a good Samaritan-ness that tied up two lanes.
Yes, exactly right.
Good idea, a bad application of that thought.
There you go. But we lived, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah, we got through it.
And here you are, and you look, I can tell you're more cheerful with that blueberry muffin now gone.
Well, it's not all gone.
Oh, no. So then you're going to be happy all morning.
All right, so here is the press release from Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and I want your analysis on this along with our listeners. Senate Democrats propose ideas to make the Affordable Care Act work better is the headline. Initiative would expand access, increase affordability, and improve flexibility for workers and business. United States Senators Heidi Heitkamp, Mary Landrieu, Mark Begich, Mark Warner, Angus King, and Joe Manchin today proposed a series of common sense pieces of legislation that take the next steps towards making the Affordable Care Act work better. The bills would make changes to the law in three key areas by offering more convenient and greater access to coverage, providing greater choice and increasing affordability, and improving flexibility for workers and businesses. The senators authored an op-ed in Politico laying out their latest ideas. Senator Heitkamp said, "I've long said there are some good pieces of the health care reform law and some pieces that need to be fixed. Today we're announcing needed fixes to improve the parts of the law that could work better for families and businesses across North Dakota. As I pledged to do since before joining the Senate, it only makes sense that we continue to improve on the law so it can help more families access affordable quality health care. Already the law is providing coverage for those with pre-existing conditions, putting consumers before insurance companies, and ending lifetime and annual caps, but we can do more. I hope Democrats and Republicans will join us to find real solutions for more families." Landrieu, Begich, Warner, King, Manchin all go on to say things like, since the Affordable Care Act was signed into law, there have been many problems exposed in the law that need to be addressed. We've worked through a few of those issues, but our job in Congress is far from over. We need to continue working together to fix this law and make it work so that all Americans can have access to affordable, reliable, high-quality health care.
Let's put lipstick on the pig.
Is that
put a nice little dress.
Is that what we're doing here?
Oh, no doubt. This is socialized medicine. This is an absolute anathema to everything good. The marketplace, coupled with some real compassion, local control, competition, relationship between doctors and patients, people paying attention to their bills, the marketplace can fix this, but we cannot fix this. We must end it.
They go on to list a number of things. Expanded Consumer Choice Act that they say has the support of Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Communicating for America, Evolution One, Healthcare Leadership Council, National Association for the Self-Employed, National Association of Manufacturers, National Association of Wholesale Distributors, National Retail Federation, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Here's another one, Increased Competition for Consumers Act. National Alliance of State Healthcare Cooperatives supports that. Small Business Tax Credits Accessibility Act. Small Business Stability Act. That the National Restaurant Association, National Association of Home Builders support. We've got a number of pieces of legislation here. What this means, in my view, politically, is Obamacare is being accepted as the real stinker it is by Democrats.
Right. And that in therein lies their greatest vulnerability. End it, don't mend it.
Yeah. And because they want to mend it.
Right.
But they are significantly, obviously, they're proposing legislation.
But it's still the federal government running healthcare. And did you notice that little couplet about
Absolutely.
Putting customers ahead of health insurance? Except for a couple of giants like Blue Cross, most of them will be done. And ultimately, Blue Cross will be done. Hillary and Obama all want a single payer. They don't want the insurance in this whole thing at all. They want the government to run it.
I think the significance of this is that Democrats feel comfortable criticizing Obamacare. And also the president's standing is such that they can feel comfortable to do this.
But you see, these people, all the incumbents that you mentioned, Landrieu and Begich, they voted for this pig. And they're trying to wiggle out of it with some kind of semantics. And it's not going to work because they took away our freedom. They hurt my cousin, brilliant guy. He turned 65 in March of 15. He said, that's it. He said, Obamacare's finished me off. What this is doing is reducing the number of doctors. The less doctors you have, the less doctor-patient moments you can have. And the more bureaucracy you have between a doctor and a patient, the less time they can spend together. And this complicates and makes more expensive, and doctors are leaving in droves. And then there's this other whole batch of doctors that's going, just skipping the system altogether and doing just cash and fee-based services. And this is a huge movement that's growing.
Very interesting. Very interesting one to follow, without question. What are the other issues I promised we were going to tackle here? Oh, how about this? The Red River Abortion Clinic. Why do I call it a clinic? It's not a clinic. It's a death mill is what it is. But, that's not health. You don't end life and call that health.
It seems like, or choice.
It's the Red River Women's Health Clinic by official name, but that's, again, masks what it does. It's a death chamber for innocent life, if you believe life begins at conception, which science proves. Anyway, they're bellyaching that the abortion laws have put North Dakota among the strictest. I think this is something to celebrate, not to bellyache.
Hear, 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 hear. And if they thought that was funny, wait till Measure 1 passes.
The other issue we were going to talk a little bit more about is this export ban and lifting it right now. Harold Hamm added his voice in Congress yesterday to those that say lift it and remove the club from Vladimir Putin's hand.
It's powerful. If we can, if we made this a wartime thing, which it is, and liquefy natural gas and get this process going as fast as we possibly can. I mean, my goodness, it can, first of all, it'll strengthen Merkel and all of our allies, because that's why they're equivocating and really not doing much, is because they're dependent on Russian crude and Russian natural gas.
All right, it's about 20 before the hour, so we better talk a little bit about sports, your favorite thing to do in the morning. The T-Wolves, the Wild, the Twins.
Yeah, tonight's another whole, now we're down to Sweet 16.
We are, yes.
You got four great games tonight there.
By the way, I still have, I'm still alive, because I've got Wisconsin winning the Final Four, and
yep,
they're in there.
Yep, you're still alive, and I'm hanging in there, too. Duke really did a number on my brackets. So. Well, folks, how are your brackets doing? How many of you've got, how many of the 16 teams do you have? It's pretty interesting. So, The great March Madness circus continues tonight. The Wild did not need to have a game like that last night with nine games left before the playoffs. They're still ahead in seventh place. The top eight go by 3 points over Phoenix and 6 points ahead of Dallas, but they really look shaky. Kemper looked weak in goal. That was not good. Usually, you got to go deep. You got to commit to a goalie and commit to him for the whole playoffs generally. That's what happens when, you know, Chicago's goalie went the whole way through up to Stanley Cup last year, and he just looked insecure. Wasn't good. Diamond put on waivers in the Twins. Actually, he's a pretty doggone good pitcher with some great potential, which means that we have our rotation set, and Hughes is the number fifth starting pitcher. So the Twins pitching, at least, is the best it's looked in many, many years coming out of the camp. Our hitting, our home runs, we have not shown much power this spring. I hope we turn that around. The Wolves, who are virtually out of the playoffs now with 11 games left, they crushed Atlanta by 24 points last night. Played magnificent. We've been dinged up all season. Dang, this has been the new surprising. The rookie had 15 points and 15 rebounds. He is a tremendous star, very, very exciting. And then I just got to say, Jared Allen going to the Bears in our division, that just breaks my heart. I don't know. This great man, this great athlete, hustle. He's only 31 years old. I cannot imagine why we would get rid of a man like that. Here we're building a new stadium, and they gave him a four-year contract. He'll still be 35 years old when that's done. So, he said, I'd like to take a moment, this is what Allen said, to thank my former teammates, coaches, and staff at the Minnesota Vikings for all their inspiring work and dedication. Perhaps even more importantly, I'd like to thank the fans and the Minnesota community. I can only hope that I left you all with even a fraction of the positive support and impact you've had on my life, my foundation, and my family. I'll tell you what, he's a true class man, a man that never gave up his intensity and his, you know, bull, it looked like his calf roping kind of a tie when he'd sack somebody. He's just powerful, explosive, and really, really fun. So hats off to you, Jared. I'm not looking forward to playing you, and neither are our quarterbacks, I'm sure. Well, who do you like about the Sweet 16, folks? Who's going to win? We've got some very, very interesting games happening tonight. I'm really impressed with Virginia. I like Michigan State looks good. Of course, they're all good. This is 16 teams, the 16 best teams in the whole country. Think about that. Pretty impressive. We got Dayton versus Stanford, Baylor versus Wisconsin. They are an amazing defensive team with some great 3-point shooting, a big 7-footer. Florida versus UCLA, Arizona versus San Diego State, you know, the team that kept us out of this magical place, the Sweet 16. I think Arizona's going to beat them, though, but they sure looked good that last half against the Bison. What a great year for Bison. Football, stunning three-peat, and then their basketball team goes deep, literally goes into the round of 32 in the NCAA. Pretty amazing. Well, I don't know. I'm just going to go ahead and say I think Stanford, Wisconsin, Florida, and Arizona are going to be tonight's winners. Just see how I did. I'm sure you all are going to have it. The thing about it I like is the absolute wire-to-wire intensity. These young people are playing for a shot at the Elite Eight. You know, this is a big deal. We'll be back with more of What's On Your Mind in just a few minutes, folks.
Or 701-258-0550.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about two blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Fly on the wall when President Obama and Pope Francis met. Wouldn't that have been fun?
Oh, my goodness.
That happened while you slept, you know.
Well, I didn't sleep that much.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's why.
I promised a fellow I would be up at 5 o'clock this morning praying for Larry Roden. People are realizing that he's in a desperate shape and be praying for candidates that believe in God that are running for office, folks. They need that. Be praying for us. Be praying for Scott. Anybody that's in the media that tries to stand up for what's right are beset from time to time, not only by criticism, but by the devil himself, I believe.
That Senate project is near and dear to your heart. You're not going to give up until, and it's looking pretty good, isn't it?
It is looking pretty good. And the Heidi and Begich and Landrieu outburst shows there's some vulnerability. There's some quavering going on in the left.
Yes, very true. Very true. Anyway, coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind, a couple things we'll be doing today. In the first hour, a little bit of fun. We're going to talk about lining up at the new North Dakota State Fair later on this year. That's always fun. Good look ahead. To
great stuff there.
A great, iconic North Dakota event.
You let me live at the fair one year.
Wasn't that fun?
Oh, it was just great fun.
It was. And then we have a debate on the minimum wage. We're going to talk about a couple things in the news. Unionizing college athletes, whether that makes any sense. College students failing to name a single United States senator.
Where did this happen?
Good question. I don't know.
I'm trying to flush, but that is something I can't let that one go.
Not sure it matters, does it?
No.
I mean, come on. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Let me guess. Somewhere down south? Or is that stereotyping, Mark?
I think it could happen anywhere.
Yeah, it's sad, really, isn't it? I mean, unbelievable. Here's the story. It's kind of a man-on-the-street thing here. And a fellow from the Media Research Center, Dan Joseph, is the one that did this. Where did he do it, though? Not sure, but here he is.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dan Joseph with MRC TV. Today, I'm on the campus of American University. I'm going to be asking the students here some
DC,
isn't it? Questions, and maybe I'll throw in a pop culture question too, just to sort of throw them off guard. Let's see how they do. Can you name one person currently serving in the United States Senate?
The Senate? Sad. I'm in a politics course.
Oh my goodness.
Currently serving in the United States Senate.
God, this is bad.
I'm going to take a guess.
Please take a guess.
I don't even know.
Nancy Pelosi, no.
Not going so well. Nancy Pelosi? No, not.
That's, you know, I asked people to ask their kids if they could name who's supposed to make the laws in America. You know, I said, ask your kids. If they can't answer that, they haven't been taught the Constitution. Then say, ask them the six rights in the first of the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment to the Constitution. Ask your kids that and see, and if they can't answer those questions aright, and if you don't know them, I mean, our Constitution is absolutely the foundation of our whole country. And if your kids don't know it, they're our next generation. And, you know, you can see what happens when you have that kind of intellectual apathy. They don't even, if they don't know their senators, how can they possibly know how they're voting on anything?
Scary. Downright scary.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me tell you about the weather here. We'll start in the east. For our listeners on AM 1100, the flag of Fargo-Moorhead, mostly cloudy today, 32 for a high. Get a little of this. North wind 20 to 30 miles an hour. Few clouds and low about 12, and winds whipping around again tonight as well. They're at 18 miles an hour right now out of the north. So it is a windy day without question. Here's what we're looking at over the next couple of days. Still nice on Saturday, but the 50s are history now. 46 for a high. Okay.
It just fooled us.
Exactly. 32 for a high today, windy all day, 12 for a low tonight, tomorrow 30, with still a little bit of a precip in the forecast, 46 Saturday, 44 Sunday with some rain, and snow possible Monday on 26. In April, I might add. Out in the patch, we're going to hit a high today of 30 with some sunshine, 15 for a low, 35 tomorrow. It will be 55 on Saturday.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, with cloudy skies. A little blustery on Sunday, 35, and 30 on Monday. So it isn't exactly going to be nice. Right now, 14 degrees in Tioga. Williston, 14. Watford City, 12. Newtown, 12. Stanley, 14. Columbus, 15. Back in the valley, it's 24 and cloudy in Grand Forks right now at this hour. And Hillsboro's 26. Grafton's 21. Kindred's 26. Breckenridge at 28 degrees. Fergus Falls, 30. Detroit Lakes, 28. Thief River, 23. 19 in Warroad. It's actually balmy in Warroad for once. 30 with some light snow in Watertown. Cloudy in 41 in the Banana Belt.
You're balmy.
Sioux Falls. Aberdeen is 26, where your buddy Pastor Harold is.
Oh, he's great.
He is something, isn't he? Probably one of the more famous things to ever come out of Aberdeen, isn't he? How many other things in Aberdeen have gone global?
Well, I don't know. The Senate Majority Leader, the famous Mr. Daschle, was somewhere around there.
He was, wasn't he? That's right.
Yeah.
26 and fair right now in Fargo. fair means you got a little bit of sun, you got a little bit of clouds. Head inching up towards the 32 today. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Tell us, 855-200-1776.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.